This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, August 16th. God's word for you today is, let go and let God. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 to 9. And it says, my thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you can imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. God's ways are not our ways. What has held many people from walking into the fullness of what God has for them is because they are stuck in their own ways. To be carried on eagle's wings is to let go of your own ways. Like someone said, there is no seatbelt on eagle's wings. When you are on eagle's wings, allow God to carry you. Allow him to do it his own way. And this is so important because this is going to be the ride of your life. So get ready. Beginning from today, your life is going to be swifter. You are going to soar higher. Your blessings are going to be intense. You are going to become fearless. At the same time, you are going to be tender. All these attributes you find in the eagle. The eagle is swift, soars high, intense, fearless, tender, and at the same time cares for its young. The things that God will do through you, when people look at it, all they will say is beautiful, amazing, and awesome in the mighty name of Jesus. To be carried on eagle's wings is an innovative energy. It is not a creative energy. What do I mean by that? A creative force takes from zero to one. In the beginning, the earth was without form and void. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Please read. That is a creative force. Creation is taken from zero to one. However, innovation is taken from 1 to 10, to 100, to 1,000, to infinity. The difference between creation and innovation is creation takes from nothing, from zero to one. Innovation takes from one to infinity. Being carried on eagle's wings is an innovative force. It is a limitless force. It is like standing on the shoulder of giants. In other words, you are not reinventing the wheel or recreating things. You are standing on what has already been established. The only reason we say to demons to go and they go is because we're standing on that established name of Jesus by which every knee bows. So, to be carried on eagle's wings is for the Almighty God to carry you on his own back and take you up. It is to leverage on the force of heaven. And the only limitation is your mind. You have to set your mind free. Let it go. Let your mind loose. God wants to do that which eyes have not seen, that which ears have not heard, that which has not even begun to enter into the heart of men through you and in your life. Do you receive the prophecy? It starts with the mind. So, to be carried on eagle's wings is to allow your mind to soar with God. It is possible to experience something and not understand it. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, as you carry me on eagle's wings, my mind soars with you. I release myself completely to your Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.